Let's talk about Syria and why it's so hard to get earthquake relief to people there. The two massive earthquakes that hit southern Turkey and northern Syria have been catastrophic. In Turkey, there's an official state of emergency in the affected region. The military has been deployed, emergency crews are flying in from all over the world, and there are still so many people in desperate need. But when it comes to northern Syria, the situation is even more complicated. Because even though it's fallen out of the news headlines, the war there isn't over.
And most countries are very reluctant to deal directly with the Assad government, including the U.S.
It would be quite ironic, if not even counterproductive, for us to reach out to a government that has brutalized its people over the course of a dozen years now.
This is the area in northwestern Syria that's the worst affected by the earthquakes. It's mostly in Idlib and Aleppo provinces. And it's an area under a patchwork of control by different groups. So you've got areas controlled by the government, and on the ground that means the Syrian army, pro-government militias and groups linked to Russia and Iran. There's a pocket that's controlled by Kurdish-led forces. And then there's this area, which is controlled by different opposition groups, including one known as HTS. It used to be linked to Al-Qaeda, and the U.S. and others have labeled it a terrorist organization.
Now, in government territory, some help has arrived. Countries including Russia, Iran, Iraq, and Algeria have all sent aid to the Syrian government. But the government controls what aid goes where, so they also control what does or doesn't end up in opposition areas.
The government has basically made it clear that they would allow aid to be channeled or transported to different areas, but they will not allow it to go to basically what they refer to as terrorist organizations. And the problem is that the regime sees all opposition groups as terrorist organizations.
Now, there's already a system in place to get aid into this part of northern Syria, and it mainly goes through just one border crossing with Turkey.
It's at Bab al-Hawa, and it's the only crossing the UN is authorized to use. It goes directly into opposition territory. But for 3 days after the earthquakes, no aid went through. The UN says damaged roads on the Turkish side made it impossible to get trucks to the border. Aid has now started to go through Bab al-Hawa.
طبعا وصلت قبل قليل اول قافله مساعدات بعد حدوث الزلزال قادمه من الامم المتحده هي عباره عن 6 شاحنات طبعا هذه القافله كان من المفترض ان تدخل قبل حدوث الزلزال اليوم تم استئناف العمل دخلت هذه القافله.
The UN also says it's talking to the Syrian government to try to open up other routes that cross government territory.
I have no doubt that all the parties involved will do their utmost to facilitate the transport of humanitarian goods to all Syrians who need it.
There is a possibility that a few humanitarian shipments might be able to cross to opposition-held areas, and that happened in the past. But the problem that even if that happens, that the scale of the aid delivered through regime-controlled areas will not be enough to address the huge needs in northwest Syria.
Even before the earthquakes, there was already a desperate humanitarian crisis there. About 4.6 million people live in northwest Syria. More than 4 million of them rely on aid to meet their most basic needs, things like food, shelter, fuel. And close to 3 million are people who've been displaced from their homes in other parts of the country. And remember, we're talking about the same places the government has been bombing for years.
You have constant airstrikes and systematic targeting of civilian facilities. That includes not only residential buildings, but also power stations, water stations, hospitals, schools, and all of that.
Now, something else people are talking about is whether international sanctions could prevent aid from getting in. But that's definitely not the main problem.
The sanctions are mainly imposed on specific government entities that have been contributing to the violations committed. Also, you have sanctions targeting specific individuals, but all the sanctions that are imposed either by the US or other actors don't prevent humanitarian aid from being channeled to Syria.
It really comes down to this. In Syria, all assistance has to be negotiated, agreed, and monitored at the highest levels, in coordination with the Syrian government, and often Russia and Turkey too. And mostly, it's done through the UN. But that takes time. While right now, people are freezing, hungry, injured, or even worse, still trapped under the rubble.